Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Rachel True.
And I'm Trent Venegas.
And you're listening to Quoting Gene Roddenberry,
the 100-day podcast that celebrates what would have been the 100th birthday of the man that created Star Trek.
Each day between now and the end of our podcast,
August 19th,
one of Star Trek's biggest icons,
or celebrity fans,
or both, will be quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Then we're going to take a deep dive into why we think this sci-fi legend still has a lot to say to the world.
Today's quote is read by Star Trek's own Anson Mount.
Humanity has its toes in the mud and its hearts and its souls up in the heavens. But the mind is important. It is our toes in the mud that allows us to dance. And we must be all of those things.
And it is our pleasure to welcome back our guest host this week, actor Rekha Sharma. Welcome back, Rekha.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So this quote, I think we can say it's a very poetic quote. It has lovely words. What resonates with you when you hear Anson read this quote to us?
It's so beautiful. I love that he, you know, you get this picture of this person with their toes in the mud. You know, we all have our feet on the ground. We're stuck to it. And your heart and your soul high in the heavens. But the mind is the mud. Between our toes that allows us to dance. And we must be all of those things. This to me speaks about the idea of Maya, the mud between our toes that allows us to dance. You know, in the Indian tradition, Lord Shiva is the controller and the dancer. And as long as he is dancing, the Maya, the illusion of this universe continues. And the mind is absolutely the most practical aspect, because the mind is our greatest foe, but it can also be our greatest friend. The mind is constantly buzzing like a bee, like a hummingbird, completely out of control. It's so difficult to control, and all these monks all over the world, you know, spend their whole lives sitting on a mat in one position, just trying to, can I, you know, be here now? And if you can befriend your mind, it is that I think gives you the ability to take that heart and that soul of yours into practice, into life, because you no longer become at the whim of the mind. You know, right now, for most of us, most of the time, we're, I don't know if I could say this, we're the mind's bitch.
Yes, you can.
Okay. It's leading the cause. But the moment that we can actually have some control over the mind, we get to be in the driver's seat. Our heart and soul gets to be in the driver's seat.
And I think that people forget that you can work with your own mind. This is even necessarily, I'm bouncing it off the quote, but it's off what Rekha said, because you know, people are like, it's just the way I am, or this is my past trauma, or these are my triggers. And I get it all, man. I'm a human. But what I do know is it is super important to recognize those things and then see which ones you can shift, you know? Because again, when you're talking about the mind, I always think, you know, I said to a friend, you spend half the day worrying, and I get it, I have anxiety too, half the day worrying that it's going to go wrong. I said, so what if you brainwash yourself? That's what I call it. I said, now what if you spent half the day counteracting that, even saying it's going to go right, it's going to go right, because neither one is true. It's going to go fully wrong, it's going to go fully right. Neither one is the truth. So I try to lean into the one that is more high vibe and more in alignment with where I'm going, but still keeps me, per this quote, grounded in terra firma, because the mind is represented by air, you know, and air is, well, airy. and you can get carried away and swept away by all that. Whereas this quote addresses the fact that we want to be tethered in both worlds, really. You know, we want, it's really about, like I talked about this in the last podcast, where I feel like a lot of us are disassociated. So connecting the mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Trent, any thoughts?
Well, and this quote is very illustrative. You know, you think about toes in the mud as opposed to, you know, standing on the ground. That's very different imagery when you say it that way. I'm imagining, you know, toes in the mud and then curling your toes and feeling the mud just oozing between your toes, that like tactileness. And then, you know, as our heart and souls high in the heavens, like way beyond anything we can see. It's just, you know, so out there. And with the mind keeping us in check, having a way to connect us to the ground while we still reach farther out than we think that we can. And it's a very beautiful image of what, you know, we talk so much about humanity and mankind and what that means, compassion for one another. And this is a very nice, like, tactile image of what it is to be human, of what it is to be of this planet. You know, we are physical beings.
This is the most
beings.
Lyrical quote, wouldn't you say, mm-hmm. Trent? This is the most lyrical quote we've done by him. And I love what you were saying about toes and the mud and all that, because life is squishy, man. Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. I've learned, if you want to know, with all my years of wisdom. Life is squishy. And it is.
And not everybody likes it, you know, like just be, you know, it, some people can luxuriate in like the cool muddiness and feeling it squished between their toes. That would repel some people. Some people don't like to get that dirty, that messy. But to your point, Rachel, like life is squishy, whether we like it or not. And, you know, just like any other thing, we can enjoy it and we can try to see the best of it, or we can, you know, shun or, you know, repel it and. You know, I don't want any of that.
What I really like about this is it's an in the moment quote, right? Mm-hmm. It's not an overly intellectual in your head thing. It's literally saying, no, feel it. Feel. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when we think about the future and what's it going to be like when we're traveling the stars like Rick has already done, or the aliens and everything. And there's a bit of a disconnect, right? Yeah. It's almost like over there and it's in our minds as opposed to. No, be here now. I like to Ram Dass shit. Be here now. I really do, though. It keeps me grounded, keeps my toes in the mud mm-hmm. and squishy in a good squish way.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that you said the choice of, you know, thinking that everything's going to go horribly. Well, let me just flip it and think that it's going to go well, because we both know that we all know that it contrary to what we do all day long, which is try to control our existence, we have no control. Shit happens.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where we do have choice is in how we deal with it. So why not choose a perspective which allows us to believe in ourselves, to have confidence, to move forward so that we can be our best selves, so that we can serve and love everybody else who's having a rough time, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just having a rough time all the time and trying to manage that, I mean, it is what it is. But if I can get out of that, then, oh my God, then I have so much more to give. And I think what we're here to do, I think we're here to give, have our toes in this messy mud and, you know, bumble about, but with our hearts extended to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is to me kind of amazing that he had all these different thoughts, especially again, we're talking about a non-woke time. I mean, it was, you know, every time period is woke in its own way, frankly.
Right.
Yeah. We just used a different word. We didn't say woke, right? But that was a long time ago. And again, the man was connecting the mind, body, all the things you've talked about. And then you mentioned it earlier, Reka, but it allows us to dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, dancing is free form and it is visceral and it is all these things that are not the brain. And also, Reka, I love what you said about control, because it's another thing I'm writing about in my next book, because the only thing I have control over is my own person.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And so times when I'm in struggle about but they didn't do that, or they didn't love me, or they didn't. That's all real, man. All real feelings. But that's me trying to control someone. Like, right? If I'm hung up over somebody who doesn't feel the same way about me, I'm trying to control their behavior rather than accepting that, oh, it's not what I thought. So I think it's really important to understand that our minds can be stretched and opened in so many ways that some of us, like myself, have been lucky enough to go through therapy, right? Mm-hmm. To learn and learn new skill sets that I wasn't taught when I was younger. No diss to my parents, right? But they didn't have that skill set. So the luxury of therapy, which not everyone has, is given the ability to self-reflect and not become a complete and utter Hollywood narcissist. So I'm rather grateful for it.
Another thing, when you both mentioned the word dance and how we've described it, dancing is also another way of whipping up energy, and it's just good for it's therapeutic. It's physically therapeutic. It's emotionally therapeutic. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like to dance, but I do believe that most people probably do dance, even if they don't like to dance.
Okay, try being a black girl who can't dance, Trent. It's not very fun. It is
But when no one's watching, Rachel, I bet you still love doing shower or in the living room, like when your favorite song comes on, or even...
I'm such a good dancer alone.
I'm such a good singer when no one's listening, so...
Exactly. Yeah. But that's kind of the freedom, actually. What we were just laughing about is the freedom of this... quote a little bit, right? Like, just go dance, Rachel, by yourself and breathe that, because that energy is actually magic.
We are dancing right now. We are absolutely dancing with each other. We're listening.
Yeah.
We're in a joyful state. We're bouncing ideas. You know, we don't know what's coming next. And I think that's the freedom of the dance, right?
Yes, it's a mind dance. You're absolutely right. It's an energetic dance is what it is. Anyway, any last thoughts, you guys?
I mean, I say this a lot. I probably say this once a week, but, you know, I think this is probably, if it's not my favorite quote, it is definitely the most beautiful. It is the most lyrical. And honestly, if I had read this not knowing it was from Gene, thinking he talks about so much about, you know, space and like science and all of that, I don't necessarily know that I would have connected it to Gene Roddenberry, but knowing that this man of science and science fiction, that this genius storyteller also had this lyrical side of him is really heartwarming, and I love it.
And Rega was lucky enough to work on one of his shows. You know, it really is a gift. Also, she was on Battlestar Galactica, too, which I love all that stuff.
And
you know,
Ron Moore, who wrote on TNG.
See, amazing, amazing. Okay, you guys are very lucky to have Rake again for a few more episodes. If you want to see Anson Mount reading that quote, you can check out the Roddenberry social media pages on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Ciao.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's quote, so tweet us, post us, DM us, whatever.
We're at Roddenberry on Twitter and Facebook, and at Roddenberry Official on Instagram.
Quoting Gene Roddenberry is a Roddenberry podcast hosted by me, Rachel True.
And me, Trent Venegas. Producing are Claire Kramer and Kelsey Goldberg, with executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Engineering and editing are provided by Elizabeth Joy Windham.
And special thanks to all those who were kind enough to read a quote and give a voice to Gene Roddenberry's everlasting words.
Live long and prosper.